Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Bert Show.
Hello.
Hi, looking to speak with Amanda, please. Is she in?
No, she's not. She's at the orthodontist. Can I take a message?
Is this her father I'm speaking with?
Yes, it is.
Okay, great. You might be able to help me. My name is Jeremy. She came in earlier this week, and she applied for a job with us.
Okay.
And we actually misplaced some of her paperwork, and I could fill out most of it, but I need to get some additional information. What is her birth date?
April 5th, 1985.
And that makes her 16?
She's 16, yeah.
So she's got a driver's license and use of a car, right? That's what she said?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Okay, terrific. Do you know her bra size?
Excuse me?
Do you know what size bra or bathing suit top she wears?
What does that have to do with anything? What is your name?
My name is Jeremy. Did she tell you that?
No,
she...
No, listen, Jeremy. Where are you calling from?
Did she tell you that she got the job or?
She told me she was applying for several jobs. I want to know what kind of job she's applying for.
Okay.
What kind of a job would you need to know her bra size for?
She starts on Friday. This is Hooters.
My daughter is not working for Hooters. She did not come in there and apply for a job. She would never do that.
Well, she most certainly did.
Look, that is bull. She would never come in there and apply for a job. She would never work at Hooters.
She was in here. She came in last week, and then she came in again on Monday, and she filled out the paperwork. I just needed to get her birthday because we have to, you know, submit it.
Well, you know what you do? You take that paperwork, you wad it up in a nice ball, and shove it up your ass, because my daughter is not working for Hooters.
Listen, sir, don't get angry at us. She came in. She wants the job. You've got an issue with her, not
with
us.
Well, I understand that, but you're calling me at my home. You're asking my 16-year-old daughter's bra size.
We need to get her in.
That is ridiculous.
Sir, listen. She starts on Friday.
She doesn't start on Friday, Jeremy. She is not working for Hooters.
We need to get her in a uniform.
Listen, I've been to Hooters. I've seen the uniforms. My daughter is not wearing one, okay? End of story. That's it.
But she's got the job, and she starts on Friday. She's working Friday 4 p.m. to 9 p.m.
She is not working 4 to 9 p.m.
She can make $75, $100 an hour in tips.
Yeah, Jeremy, I don't care what kind of money
she
can
make. On a Friday night with the guys, the after-work crowd?
Yeah, I know what the after-work crowd is all about. Just forget it, okay? I'm going to hang up.
No, I don't need you to hang up. I need you to help me resolve the situation. I've got an open shift now on Friday because you, for whatever reason, can't see the value of your daughter working at Hooters.
My daughter is 16 years old.
It's a family restaurant. She's just going to be a waitress.
What kind of family goes to Hooters?
Families go to Hooters.
That is such a bunch of s***.
Okay, you know what? That's uncalled for. And it's not appreciated.
This phone call is uncalled for.
What do you expect I do Friday at 3 o'clock? That's our busiest time.
You know what? That's your problem. I'm sure there are plenty of other girls that would look great in a nice tight t-shirt at your stupid restaurant, but my daughter is not one of them, okay?
Is your,
I really don't have time for this.
Is your wife available?
What?
Is your wife available Friday at 3? is this Amanda's dad?
Yes.
Hi, sir?
Yeah, is this Jeremy again?
No, actually, this is Jeff, and I'm calling from the Burt Show at Q100 Radio.
Yeah.
And you've been the victim of a phone scam?
Oh, you're kidding.
By your wife?
Oh, my God.
Who said that you're very upset at your little girl growing up?
Oh, boy. You kind of had me there, didn't you?
Yeah, I think I did. You're... You don't like the idea of your little girl in a Hooters uniform, do you there?
No, I don't.
The Burt Show.
Becca?
Yeah, this is Becca.
Hey, Becca.
Hey.
It's Burt at Q100.
Hey.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Well, you know, I'm okay.
Yeah, you're a little curious about what's going on with your husband?
Uh-huh.
All right, tell us all about it.
Well, where to begin? I just moved here 3 weeks ago from Orlando, where... My husband and I have lived. We met, and we worked together for a while and got married. And he's still there because I got this amazing job up here. And he works in sales. He doesn't make as much money as I do, especially now. But he was doing really well, and we decided that it would make sense for him to stay there. But at this company where we both used to work together, I mean, even before we were married, there was this girl, Anne-Marie, who was always flirting with him and trying, you know, just being a bitch. And,
We prefer the word hoochie.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Both.
A little, yeah,
both.
A little hobag. Yeah. So, but you know, we got married. We have a great relationship, so I thought or think. And now I'm up here. He's down there. We're not sure exactly when he'll be joining me, but we have mutual friends, obviously, who have seen him around town with Anne-Marie.
Oh.
I smell something. When we decided that I should come up here on my own, he didn't seem to really have any problems with that at all.
Mm.
No regrets.
You're kind of hoping he was going to fight that a little bit, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I smell something really rotten, and I just need to know for sure. I mean, I already called my lawyer.
Oh, jeez.
You know, but I want to know for sure.
All right, well, we'll call him, and we'll find out what's going on. What's his name?
His name's Charles.
Charles. Okay, here's what we're going to do. Lindsay, as you know, will call up. She'll be a florist, pretending to give him a dozen roses. You'll be on the line listening to who he's going to turn around and send these roses to, and we're hoping it's not Anne-Marie. But if that happens, let him tell Lindsay exactly what he wants to write on the card also before you start getting off on him. Okay.
Okay.
All right, Becca, hold on 1 second while we call him.
And his name is Charles.
Hello, this is Charles.
Charles, hi, this is Lindsay from Oh So Fine Florist. How are you?
I'm sorry, from where?
Oh So Fine Florist. We're a new flower shop in the area.
Okay.
How are you?
I'm okay.
Great. Well, like I said, we're a brand new flower shop in the area, and your name came up in our database, and as part of a promotional offer, we're sending people free flowers, a dozen roses, and you can send them to whomever you like. Are you interested in sending someone free flowers?
Okay.
And I need to fill out a card first.
Okay.
Okay, who would you like to send the roses to?
Why don't we send them to Anne-Marie Buckish?
Okay, Anne-Marie Buckish. I'm just writing this down. And what would you like the card to say?
Thinking of you, Charles.
Thinking of you, Charles?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You know, Charles, you're a f***ing asshole. I can't believe this. Oh, my God. That whore? You are doing that whore? Well, I'm up here working my ass off for our marriage? Oh, you are a bastard.
Hey, Charles, that's your wife. That's Becca.
Yes, it is Becca. Remember me?
We're calling from Q100 here in Atlanta, and Becca had a suspicion that you might be messing around
well,
a little bit.
Well, found it, it looks like.
And she had us place this call to see who you turn around and send the roses to, and you sent them to Anne-Marie and not back to your wife.
What?
Long-stemmed red roses.
Wait, what is this?
You are an
And you did this, and this is on the air.
This is on the air.
And Becca, this is all Becca.
This is Becca.
Oh, I don't think it's all Becca. I think it's all Charles.
You know
what? And you know what's really funny, Charles? You know what's really, really, really funny? Remember that prenuptial that I was so hesitant to sign?
You are out of your
right when we got...
You're out of your mind! You are so out of your mind! You're out of your mind! You're paranoid!
I'm paranoid because I think it doesn't belong to him.
You
was an after your ass.
Whoa, hey,
we were
Do you just want to explain to Becca Comley what's going on with Anne-Marie?
So there is nothing going on with that woman.
Oh, oh yeah.
There is nothing going on with her. It's in your head. It is in your head, okay?
Well, why would you turn around and send, you know, when you get the roses, why would you send them to Anne-Marie and not, you know, immediately send them to you?
I have
to talk to you, number one. Becca, we are friends. It is an act of friendship. There's nothing going on with us, okay? Nothing. Now, you need to get it together.
This is classic.
Ugh.
This is classic. You're cheating and it's my fault and I have a problem.
I am not cheating on you.
Charles, why would you, if you're not cheating, then why would
I'm
you send the f***?
Talking to you, okay?
What?
It's none of your g*** business. And you know something, Becca? I've had it up to here with all your suspicious b***, all right? You're paranoid. You're sick in the head.
Oh,
right?
I'm sick in the head? Well, you're the one who's going to get because that same prenuptial that was supposed to protect you, well, it protects me, too. You're not going to see one red cent of all the hundreds of thousands of dollars that I make to pay for all house.
I think we'll go now.
That's a big surprise there, you.
The Burt Show.
Hey, everybody, it's Mikey, and this episode is brought to you by Prize Picks. It is the holiday season, the best time of year for sports, bowl games, basketball matchups, playoff pushes. It's all happening at once. And while you and I are out here making good decisions every day, what gifts to buy, what to eat, which game to watch, there's one place where it feels good to be right, Prize Picks. A year ago, I couldn't even tell you what first down was. That was until my friends convinced me to start using Prize Picks. Now we get together every Sunday to discuss our lineups. It's so exciting and it makes the game so much more fun. Prize Picks puts their users first, so all withdrawals are fast and secure. Prize Picks accepts most major payment methods, making deposits into your account quick and easy this sports season. Get in on the action. Prize Picks is now available in 45 states, including California, Texas, Florida, and Georgia. Download the Prize Picks app today and use code BERTSHOW to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. That's code BERTSHOW to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks, it's good to be right.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, K-Fed?
What's happening?
What do we call you? K-Fed? Pancake Man? Daddy? Papa's out?
All
Kevin?
The above, man. It's all right. It doesn't matter to me.
What do you prefer?
Kevin is fine, brother.
Thanks for coming in, man. We appreciate
not a problem.
It.
I appreciate it.
Can you tell us what Pancake Man means?
We've been wondering about that all week because we heard the promo for Vision. We're like not cool at all. We're like way too white in here. We're like, I don't know what that means.
Pancake Man is like, I'm serving up these hotcakes, man, with butter and syrup on top, right out your local Waffle House. So, I'm looking at my CDs like hotcakes right now, and they're burning up.
Gotcha. Well,
thanks for coming in, man, because we know that you get a rough ride from the media, and we appreciate you trusting us. And like I said before you came in, this whole thing is live, and this whole thing is unedited, and. We're looking forward to you being real with us and getting to know Kevin Federline, because everything we know about you comes filtered. So we're not going to get
exactly.
That.
Exactly. False and filtered.
So question number one for Kevin Federline. Is it awesome being K-Fed or does it suck? Most days when you wake up, you love it or you hate it?
Well, the media K-Fed, I'd say it sucks. But, you know, the better half of that is I'm married to a wonderful person and you know, I go through all the BS so I could be with her. I mean, that's basically how I look at it. At the end of the day, I'm happy because I'm in love. So,
well, we hear, obviously, all the tabloid stories and the media headlines and stuff just like you do. Do you try to stay away from it, stay away from reading it, or do you read it so you know what to be prepared for?
Nah, I don't even pick it up. I couldn't tell you what's in your local magazine or anything like that. I don't read it anymore.
Well, we see it, and they are obsessed with you, dude.
It's crazy, right?
You've done something to them, and they are on you. And I can't imagine waking up every day and having to deal with that, dude.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And it's to the point where, obviously, you know, you're doing your whole music thing now, and you've got, is it April 25th or 24th? End of it?
Yeah, we're probably going to push that back to midsummer, maybe.
Is it still called Off the Record?
Nah.
What's the name of it? Or are you not saying now?
Are you allowed to say? Are
we Playing with Fire is the name of it.
Okay. So it's to the point, like, you just, would you... You would have been doing music regardless of your relationship and your marriage and all that, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like, that was always a dream of yours?
Oh, yeah.
It's, I can't ask you, like, if you regret, because, I mean, all this stuff started when you got married to Britney. But you were under a magnifying glass, and I made the joke this morning, like, some of the stuff that gets played on the radio is not good. No. But for whatever reason, they have singled you out.
Yeah, man.
Why is that?
I have no idea. Public interest, I guess.
Well, I think there's a lot of public interest, obviously, around your relationship because Britney's like the biggest pop star ever, all time. I mean, seriously. And everybody's such huge fans of hers and has followed her career since, you know, she was a little kid. But I think there was a lot of controversy because your relationship before Britney. And there's all this controversy about you leaving that relationship to be with her. Is there anything you can say about that or want to talk about to clear it up?
Well, I mean, from the beginning, you know, that relationship before was over way, way before that. So, I mean, by them creating this thing out of that, that's how it did happen, I think. Because, I mean, if they would have looked at it like, oh, okay, he really wasn't with this person when he got with her and this and that. I mean, that's how it was. Me and Char have been split up for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So, but that's not how the media portrayed it. They portrayed it like, oh, he left her and left his kids and all that. And it's not even like that. So, I mean, if everybody knew that from the beginning, I think the perception would have been going...
The controversy would have been completely different.
I mean, some of it, you know, they're going to build controversy anyways. That's the only way they know how to sell their magazine. Nobody wants to hear about, oh, well, he took his kids and his wife to the park today and took them to SeaWorld. And, you know, they don't care about that.
Right.
So
it's got to be about the controversy. But for somebody like you or even like Britney, there's some benefit to that too because people are talking about you. So, exactly. So how much can you really hate the controversy because you're top of mind with everybody?
Yeah, there you go.
I'm not
completely mad at you. I'm not. It's not it's like a love hate thing over here. You know, it's a 50-50. You got to take the bad and go with the good at the same time.
Let's talk, like, you know, we do entertainment news and everything. It all happens on this. When you hear even stuff about other people, not even you, if we're listening at it, we're listening to it as consumers, not in Los Angeles, percentage-wise, how much of it is complete BS?
I'd say 85 to 90% of everything they talk about is BS.
So they find 10% of honesty of truth, in whatever it is, and then they're going to take that and they're going to make that into whatever is going to sell them the magazines and stuff. Yep.
Pretty much. And then sometimes, you know, they get things to where, like how Nick and Jessica, they talk about them breaking up for like a year. Until they do. Exactly. So, and then it makes them look right.
Go ahead, finish your shot.
So, I mean, like they build up and build up and build up this thing. I think they're kind of like using psychology, boy, or something. Boy, kinda...
How many records or albums do you think, records, jeez, what am I, 50?
Hotcakes.
Yeah. How many hotcakes do you have to sell? Is there ever going to be a point where you are just, you're K-Fed the musical artist? Will that happen?
Yeah, it's gonna have to.
And will they shut up then?
No. We're gonna keep them talking.
Do you like or hate the Mr. Britney Spears title?
It doesn't matter to me.
It doesn't?
No.
It doesn't bother you at all?
No, it's hard to get to me, you know, like they try every week and it doesn't work. So
tell me this, because I mean, we're loving having you in studio. I don't want to make you uncomfortable at all. And I know that you say you don't read these things, but the listeners out there of the Burt Show hear about these rumors about you guys every day. Can we go through some of them and do fact or fiction? No. You don't want to do that. There's no way. So that would end the interview. Because I don't want to end the interview,
I'll tell you right now.
I feel an obligation to the listeners to bring some stuff up to you because we have you in studio. So I don't want to step over the line, but I did want to ask about some of them.
Well, I'll tell you right now, you don't even have to ask. It's all false.
All of it.
Yep. Everything is all fiction.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about earlier. It's a, what is it called? You know, like a catch 22 or whatever, where it's just a circle that never ends.
That's what it is.
That's why I was asking about the music. Is that going to stop it? Is that going to shut them up?
I think that the more music that people hear, the more they're going to want to talk about my music, the more they're going to want to hear my music, because it's from here on out, it's hits and that's it. I'm only dropping hits. I'll make sure every song on the album is a hit.
Is it all, is it done, or are you still in the studio
I'm
working
on it? I'm still in the studio, brother.
And you said the original release date was April...
April 25th, but we're pushing that back a few months. I'll probably drop a video and a single around April 25th.
Are you doing any production with Atlanta people?
I'm about to meet everybody, so I'm excited, man. You know, I hear a lot of good things about everybody out here. It's all love out here. Nobody's really trying to hate on anybody in the music game. And I'm really interested. They got a lot of hits coming out of here right now. So
how does that go when you meet with, like, we talked to Dallas Austin, Jermaine Dupri, yeah. Some of the Jazzy Faye. When those guys are here, like, how does a meeting go if you're a brand new artist like you? Like, how does that, like, will you bring samples of your work?
Yeah, definitely. I'll come in and play some stuff for them, and if they're feeling it and they want to work together, you know, it's all a vibe thing. It's like, I'm not going to go and work with somebody where I feel tension between us, or it's not at all. It has to be... all love, you know. You feel the warmth in the room when you come in. That's how you create a good record, man.
Is there pressure? Like, when you go in, do you feel nervous? Like a guy going to a job interview and, like, you got somebody like Jermaine Dupri who's listening to your stuff?
Sometimes, you know, I was getting at first when I started meeting with a couple labels and stuff like that, and I was a little bit nervous. But now, you know, it's kind of, it's clockwork, you know.
So what producers are you working with right now?
Just people that I've been finding, people that are unheard of, that have a lot of fire on their hands, man. Kids that are like 20, 21 years old, the fresh ones from the West Coast. And I haven't really done too much with anybody big yet. That's why the album's not done. I want to throw a couple of those on there.
Gotcha. So. Very cool.
Hanging out live in studio with Kevin Federline.
What's the most scary paparazzi situation you've ever been in?
Oof.
I think probably after we had the baby.
Oh.
It was pretty crazy.
That's got to freak you out as a father to know that,
yeah,
that's gone?
That's what I don't like about it. Everything is fine and dandy when you're messing with me and my wife, but whenever you start playing around with my kid, I don't like it.
Right.
Hey, let me try. I'm looking for Kelly. Hold on. Hey, Kelly?
This is Allison.
Hold on, Allison. Kelly, I don't know why Kelly's not lighting up here on my board. She wants to know what makes you different than Eminem, who is probably the only other white rapper that she knows.
You know, I don't know him too much personally.
I think she's talking
on the music side of it, my delivery is completely different than Eminem. I'm sure that we've been through a lot of the same situations in life, but the way that I'm going to talk about it is completely different, I guess I'll say.
You're gonna lose me if every song is about your kid. Like, I get it, Eminem. You love Haley. I get it.
I haven't done one of those yet. It'll happen.
Yeah, sure, I'm good with one or two. But every single song, it's like, hey, this is what's up with Haley today. Haley went to school. It's the Haley went to school rap. Like,
but I mean, you know, look, I have a lot of respect for him for that. You know, there's a lot of kids that don't have no father out there that want to quit everything that they're doing just to go be with their kid. I mean, that's, to me, that's nobody. They have to respect him for that, mm-hmm. you know, to come out here and sell all those records and be in that light and have that energy and that drive that's been feeding you for so long. And now just to stop and go home with your kid, that's the best.
How do you make it? Because you grew up in Northern California.
Yeah.
And then give us kind of like your resume before you became cover boy. Like, tell us, like, was it Fresno?
Yeah, I was born and raised in Fresno. You know,
when did you decide to get into entertainment?
I started dancing when I was young, like 13, in the streets, you know, break hip hop stuff. And then I quit for a while, got into a bunch of BS, and started back up when I was 19, moved to LA when I was 21. Was out in L.A. for about 6 years, just dancing for other artists.
What did your family say to you when you moved to L.A.? Like, you're nuts, dude.
I think they were happy because the other direction wasn't a good one. So
okay.
Anything to get me out of where I was at and doing something positive and making money legally and all that stuff was a plus. So,
who are the other artists that you worked for or danced for?
I've danced for everybody from Destiny's Child, Michael Jackson, Ush.
How does that work when you, like, do you get a phone call and, like, when you're, like, you gotta, obviously, I'm guessing it's a ton of networking.
At first, when I first went out there, it's a bunch of auditioning, you know, you're in and out of auditions all the time, you're trying to pick up people's choreography, whoever the hot choreographers are, you know, you stick to that and you learn it, and then once people started seeing my talent and what I was doing, I mean, I was just getting jobs, just getting called right and left.
So, like, not even tour sure. managers or whoever, like, tour designers will call you and be like...
For dancers and stuff out there, they have agents. Everybody out there, you know, there's, like, an agent for everything in Hollywood, man. So it's all delivered through them. They'll call you and tell you, look, you booked this, you got to show up for this audition, this interview, here, there, I mean... It's crazy.
When you're out on the road with those artists, do you have interaction with them, or is it sort of the dance group is separate from the artist?
Well, he has some interaction. One of them. Well, so there's a little interaction there.
Well, we know that, Jeff.
Some people, you have interaction. Like when I went on tour with Pink, that was the best time. That was probably my favorite tour that I've been on so far because all of us were family. We lived on the bus together and traveled around the world for about a year and a half and just, you know, really got to know each other and everybody clicked. There was no fighting and hatred or anything like that on the bus. It was all love, and it was fun. We had a good time with her. She's cool people, man. Really cool.
Who was the worst? Or is that not a good question to answer as you're trying to put an album out?
Nah, you know, I don't really have a worst. I think since like
who was the toughest on you?
My first tour when I went out with LFO.
Okay.
And they were opening up for Britney at the time whenever I went out with them. This was like 7 years ago, man. So it was just tough. Like those dudes are crazy, man. They're crazy. A lot of wild things happen with those guys.
I got to ask you a question. It's about your personal life, but it's not about tabloids or anything like that. Like, is your existence like normal? Like, can you... Brittany, go to a grocery store ever? Or, like, what if you're craving a Big Mac? Like, what do you do?
We do it just like a normal person would, but, I mean, just a lot goes with it. You know, it depends. If there's 20, 30 paparazzi on you, especially
if you're
waiting
at the end of your driveway?
Oh, yeah, man.
And they just wait for you to go to the store?
30 cars outside there if we were in L.A. right now. When we were in L.A. just this last time, 40 people on her probably. Crazy.
So that's why y'all should move to Atlanta, because it's not like that here.
we only got
just
Rick.
Just make it your new home. Nobody bothers Bobby and Whitney. They're cool. They're hanging out in Alpharetta.
No paparazzi.
We don't let them in.
Well, Rick's a paparazzi. He's just a hard fellow to hide.
That and a bunch of salespeople.
So can you, like, you have any scope of a normal life? Like, how many times a week, if you're not, like, let's say you're not working, and you're, you know, like, we know you were in Hawaii. How many times are you sitting in your suite or whatever, and you're like, God, I would love to go get a coffee or go for a walk with my wife and my kid down the beach, but I'm just not going to do it.
Every day.
Every single day.
At least once you think about it every day, you know, there's a time for it and a time not for it. I mean, but we get to do our thing. I'm not going to sit here and say that it gets to us like that, because it doesn't. We'll get out and we'll do what we have to do, and that's it. That's the price that we pay for doing what we're doing right now.
Do you have disguises?
I don't. I don't think there's no way of me putting a disguise on, but she could. She gets away with it.
She's got wigs and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty cool. That's what I was wondering, if you had a lookalike. I think that'd be awesome.
Decoy. We've thought about it. Yeah, we need to definitely try that out and see how that'd it works. I know, like, Brad Pitt has a lookalike.
He does?
Yeah, he has a couple of them.
Hey, we gotta let Phil talk to you for a few minutes, because Phil is challenged, if you will.
Yeah.
I mean, look at him. He's not an ugly man. And you were talking with him. He's got a decent personality.
Yeah, Phil's cool, man.
Well, here's the thing, Kevin. Me and you really aren't that different if you look at it like this. Because
hey, if you're waiting for Kevin to walk out, it's going to happen in about 5 minutes. Go ahead, Phil.
So you're 28. I'm 27, okay? Now, we both party in Vegas. Now, granted, you're partying at Pure at Caesars. I'm hanging out at the Golden Nugget downtown.
Vegas, nonetheless.
Vegas, we're still in the same town, so we're still there some way. So,
Phil's got a budding rap career.
I've got yes, it's awesome. and the thing is, you've not done too bad when it comes to the ways of the women. I mean, damn, look at your wife. Congratulations. You know, and me, on the other hand, hold on. What? They've given me a dating book.
We're trying to help him out. It's the most simple way possible. Now he has cards he can hand out.
Obviously, I can't talk to women, so they've literally, I've digressed to handing out note cards to women to talk to them. So, Kevin, and one thing I like about you that I've already noticed is that you've kind of got this cocky cool about you that I admire, that I wish I could have, but probably too much caffeine in me right now to never be able to pull that off. So if you could give any advice I'm doing this for the listeners, not just me,
uh-huh.
Right, but I will be writing this down. The advice, like, what did you do? What does it take to keep that cocky coolness that women seem to love so much that some of us obviously don't
Well,
have?
I think replacing your calculator watch with his $40,000 piece of bling, that might help a little bit.
That's not it, because, you know, even guys with a lot of money don't score girls. I mean, it's an attitude,
yeah,
right?
What is your attitude? You walk into a room, like when you were the single guy about the town, and you walk into the room, what is going through your head? When you know this, you're going to own that party.
I don't know. You know, I don't really even look at it like that. I go in somewhere like that, and I'm looking like, okay, I'm going to have a good time. Or if bad things start happening, then I'm like, all right, I'm out of here, you know, that's just a part of who I am. I think a lot of the women that I got is probably from my dancing and stuff. They like to see a guy
hey,
out there
Phil,
shaking
Kevin's
his thing. Yeah, show me some moves.
Show some dance moves.
Tomorrow. Hey, tomorrow we need to have a contest for Phil, too.
Vision VIP, Pure and Caesars, Gold Nugget, Wild Bills tomorrow night.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
There
parallel
lies the
lives.
So we're one and the same, but kind of different. So you would, if you give one sentence of advice, lay it on me.
Just snap. That's it, man. You just snap. You just walk in and snap.
Go out in the hallway right now, Phil, and snap. Just watch the saleswoman come.
There you go.
Watch these, hold on. Watch this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Here we go.
Sorry, Phil. Uh-oh.
He's out.
What's up, lady?
it's not really working for you. I got to tell you.
I got it, dog. I'm on it. We're done. We're here. Right here. Me and you. We are here.
Yeah,
hey, appreciate it,
Kevin. Thank you for coming out with us.
Not a problem, man. Thank you for having me.
And you know what? I gotta try. I mean, I know it's tough. Don't hate the media though, because we're all not trying to be like that.
Oh no, nah, man, I don't hate them.
And I hope if you hook something up with the, say, hold on. Well, hang on. We'll take a break and we'll come back. But say you come back to Atlanta and you hook up with one of these producers here, we would love to have you back in.
Oh, definitely.
How late's your party at when you party in Vegas for your birthday? How long does that go? Sun come up?
No. For them, maybe. For everybody else. For me, I'm in bed by like 3 o'clock, 3:30.
All right, cool.
Maybe not out here, though. We'll party till the sun comes okay, up. You know.
Hey, Lauren.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up? Say hi to K-Fan.
What's up?
How you doing, baby?
How you liking Atlanta?
I love it.
Good. I have a question. Obviously, all we ever hear about you is bad stuff in the media, and we don't know what's true and what's not. I just wanted to know the most romantic thing that you've ever done for Britney.
Oh, wow.
That's a tough question even for a non-celebrity guy to answer.
No, I could tell you that. One night, I got this hotel room, and I had these people go there and set it all up, you know, and I told them to load the room with roses and put candles inside the bathtub and all that stuff, right? Well, we get there, and I look at what these people did for me. They put this, they must have cut up about 4 or 5 dozen roses at least. I'm talking every little petal was off of these roses, and they created this huge heart in the middle of the bed that was about 2 feet high. That's how thick it was. I mean, it was. It, she loved it. She, you know, she was crying and all that good stuff. So
that's so sweet.
I'm a romantic. I gotta say, I try my hardest to keep her happy.
No, you're not, man. Don't you read the magazine? You're a punk, man. There's nothing good about
that's
you.
Right.
We hope to see you again, and good luck with all your meetings today and your interviews or whatever you call with all the
Thank
guys.
Thank you guys so much.
Cool. Thank you for coming in.
All right.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane. Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards. Free shipping with no minimum purchase. Triple points on 2 purchases and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.